Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, 7:46, it's Bill and Jessica show. By request right there, that was 50 Cent, 21 questions off the text going up to 735. We have Jose Quinones, AskForJose.com, real estate broker live in studio.
¿Qué pasa?
Yes,
yes, sir. Again, if people want to, you know, get up with you, find out a little bit more about what you got going on, they want to take that first step, they want to talk to you.
AskForJose.com, 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 302-883-1928, brother.
All right, so, you know, you say that, you know, your main goal is to help people, educate people, you know, have people take that first step. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of other, you know, brokers that, you know, they don't want to, I hope that people don't take this the wrong way, but they don't want to fool with the first time home buyers. They'd rather, you know, sell at the beach, you know, get the bigger, you know, sale or whatever. Yeah. But you like working and helping, you know, that first time.
Yeah.
That's like your, you know, specialty.
Yeah.
What is the first step? Tell us for people who are listening right now, somebody listening right now.
First step is make a decision that you want to explore home ownership. First step. Second step is you either call a realtor or a lender, right? And have a conversation. Start exploring your finances. What does it take? Yo, help me understand how to prepare myself to even go look at houses. The first step is not go look at houses.
Right.
You know, the first step is prepare yourself mentally, financially. You know, where am I? You know, and is this, am I ready? It's like everything else in life, marriage, jobs. You know, you got to prepare yourself. Am I ready? Overcome that and move forward.
Now, what should people have in order? Talk to us a little bit about, you know, credit score, down payments.
So I always tell people this: in order for
debt
you
to income, talk yeah, to yeah, like yeah. What should people like?
I'll tell you.
When they get like a good, you know, to get their mindset.
First things first. Yeah, you got to like 2 years. Be working 2 years. You got to have decent credit.
Okay. What's decent credit in 2025?
It all depends. Every situation is different. I've seen people get pre-qualified at 640, and I've seen people, you know, at 700 or higher.
Okay.
The higher the credit score, the better the opportunities for you, but it does not keep you from home ownership.
Okay.
So, and then making sure you are saving money.
Okay.
And how much I should save? I don't know. The goal should be, you should always be aiming for, I say 20%, but now there's programs and stuff that 5%. But always, because what does that show? Good financial stewardship, right? So saving money. But even I just said a mouthful. What I just said can scare a lot of people. So what I'm saying is go sit with somebody. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is you jogging, man. You're not even running. Slow down. It starts with conversations. And guess what? It's not just going to be one conversation. It's multiple conversations. Go to workshops. Make it part of your journey. It has to be, because you are attempting to achieve a goal. If you are saying goal is home ownership, it's not just, Jose, what do I need to do? It's multiple steps. First thing we need to do is explore where you are personally. And everybody's different. Every case is different. We all have similar traits, but everybody is different.
Yeah.
I have a wife that's working. I have a husband that's working. I got a son that's 22 that lives with us and does not plan to move out the house. So we're going to also use his income. That gives me more purchasing power. That,
yeah.
You know, all that kind of, I got an elderly mom that's retired that is going to be living with me. What does that look like moving forward? So it's just sitting with someone that you can jive with, that you have the sense that this person don't have commission breath, and it's going to guide me throughout the process.
Now, why is now, like I know you always say, you know, cut the noise out and there's no better time than now. Why do you say that? Why is now the best time to buy?
I compare it with everything else in life. Like, no, I say now is the time to start.
Okay.
Now is the time to start. Is it the time to buy? your own journey will tell you. But now is the time for you to start. So if you say, Jose, I'm trying to buy a house now, where you at? Mm-hmm. Let's. You got to have a conversation. So right now is the time to start. Mm-hmm. Now, will you buy a house now? I don't know. We got to have that conversation. You might be able to buy a house, which has happened within the next 30 days. Or it might be another 30 years. I don't know. Does that make sense? Right. Every case is different.
Yeah.
When people truly break stuff down enough that you look at it, you be like, nah, Joker, I'm not making that move. You see, now you're saying that informed. You are informed. Right? Like, ha! You got it. Not guessing, which we do that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Should people reach out, first-time home buyers, people who are interested in taking that next step, should they reach out to you first or should they reach out to a lender first?
Wherever they feel most comfortable. If you are listening to my voice, you know, my this brother sounds like somebody I can have a conversation, reach out to me. If you have a lender that you feel the same way,
would they be reaching out, you know, to you to take like a step, or would it be just to get advice? But they still have to go to a lender first, correct?
You always have to go to a lender. But if you feel most comfortable with the realtor, like sitting down with me, mm-hmm. by the time you get to the lender, you're going to be better equipped.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Facts, right? Like, I'm going to have a conversation. I always say my only goal is to remind you of your worth. Mm-hmm. In everything that I do, I remind my own self. My only duty on this earth is to remind others of their worth. I wish I would have had that.
Yeah.
So I make that my journey in everything that I do. Even as I talk to you, I'm looking at you in your eyes, right? Like, I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Because I know, as human beings struggling through this journey, what we face. Mm-hmm. So my only duty is to remind you of your worth. So if you meet with me, by the time you meet with that lender, you slouting back in that seat talking about, yo, I got some questions for you.
Right.
You know,
right.
Instead of walking in there and you see somebody suited up and you're like, oh, okay. You
here
know,
we
and
go.
Now you and now what's happening, the reason most people don't fully engage and listen is because in your own head, you're fighting so many other wars.
Mm-hmm.
Try to compensate, trying to die. And by the time the conversation is done, you're like, oh, okay, thank you. And you walk out of there, you're like, what the heck just happened? And all because that's how we are wired. Flight, right. Fear of flight. You are going to walk out of there and all you're going to remember is to say, yeah, you got to have a 700 credit score. And you did whatever you did, Credit Karma or whatever. You're like, nah, mine is like 550. So I ain't even touching that. Then you go home and you spread that stuff around your house. Like, nah, it ain't time.
Right.
Sign that lease again. Mm-hmm. Rental lease, you know, and now here we are, and as you know, you just said it's almost 4th of July. Time flies, man.
Flies.
It just hit me this morning, man. I've been in Delaware, man, over 30 years, brother.
Wow.
Like, bam, here I am. But get, I'm wiser. You know, I'm smart. Mm-hmm.
And still 30 years later, just like now, finding out so many new things about the Eastern Shore, exploring the Eastern Shore, expanding into Maryland, you know, doing it.
Wow, man! Even as I hear you say that, I'm always, every time I point a finger, three pointing back at me. All I'm saying, I'm still exploring myself.
Yeah,
I don't know what's next. You know, like all I know is going to be good. All I know, I'm going to walk into it with confidence, being myself, because that was the biggest kicker. Figuring out who you are. Mm-hmm. Like, what makes you tick? And it's okay if what makes you tick don't make 98% of the rest of the world tick. It's all right, man. Right? Because this is it's my journey.
Yeah.
Jose Quinones live in studio. Again, people want to get up with you. They want to talk to you. They want more information, taking their first step. How can they do that?
AskForJose.com. AskForJose.com. That solve your problem.
Any workshops or anything you want to promote? Anything coming up?
No, brother, believe it or not, man. The fourth is right around the corner. So all I'm doing right now, as I say, I'm running, man. I got a bunch of families that I'm working in. On Monday, I get the opportunity and the pleasure to sit with a family at settlement table. This family, I keep saying on social media, they bought the farm, man. This is a phenomenal story of two it's a whole family that lives together, and the son and the daughter are buying, came together, pooled their resources, and are buying a house for the entire family. Like, if that is not the American dream, what is?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Here. Right. Man,
congratulations.
Yes. Does that make sense? Yes. Like, yes. Right here. So, you know, it's never too late, man. Is and you know that's about be my motto. Never too late. Go get what's yours. I think everything like it's all out there, man, in our reach. Like go get it. Like you only got one life. So it and there's challenges everywhere, right? Like life beats you up. Decisions have to be made. Yeah. All I want to do is just serve. I feel like I owe people so much that I gotta make it right.
Yes. Jose Quinones, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate
it. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Absolutely. AskForJose.com. 756 Throwback Thursday continues on the way.